Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Iron Brew podcast. You'll probably notice, but I'm not Brad. We've just decided to do a quick episode this evening just because of the news regarding the staff at Scunthorpe United not being paid, which was tweeted out by Ollie Turner from BBC Radio Humberside. And we started to have a quick chat about it this evening. It's obviously very distressing news coming out of the club, and there's a lot of rumours flying around about, you know, the takeover situation and things like that. And we kind of were in a sort of similar situation at the end of last month, where there were some rumours that staff hadn't been paid. But unfortunately, as of today, we know that they haven't been paid this month's wages. So we just thought we need to have a chat about that, because it's obviously, you know, very, very serious and very distressing and concerning. And is not a good thing to happen, especially right before Christmas for, you know, people have got to pay the bills and things like that. So we thought we'd have a chat about it. So, Matt, what on earth's going on?
Yeah, I mean, as you say, really difficult situation. Obviously, at the back end of last month, we kind of, I don't know, maybe expected this to happen a month earlier. You know, Swan had already said, you know, the money's not going to last forever. You know, he's not going to be able to keep putting money into the club. Obviously, wages were paid last month, albeit a few hours late. But I think, you know, after that happened, although they got them paid and everything, for me, it was always about the end of November, really, as to whether the wages were going to be paid. And it's just a really, really bad situation for everyone considered, you know, the staff, players as well. You know, we're not talking about players on massive wages anymore, are we? We're talking players that are kind of, you know, just earning a living, paying the mortgage and things like that. And I think, I believe that everyone received an email today saying that they hope they'd be able to pay the wages tomorrow. But I think, yeah, it kind of all comes down to that, really, because that is a massive issue if those wages aren't paid tomorrow. And I think you're looking at it, obviously, we've got Notts County at the weekend. If wages aren't paid, if stewards aren't paid, if players aren't paid, you know, various other people that are due wages, is that game going to go ahead? I'm not convinced it will.
Yeah, I think that's obviously kind of the sort of iceberg on the horizon, isn't it? Obviously, a big game against Notts County, and obviously the stewarding is going to be needed. It's going to be essential, really, because obviously, and Notts County are going to bring it, you know, a big crowd out of it. Have they sold the away end out? Like, if they haven't, they probably won't be far off. They always bring a kind of a big following in the, you know, top end of the league at the minute as well. So it's very concerning, and I think that, you know, hopefully staff will get paid tomorrow, but obviously we don't know if that will be the case as of kind of, you know, we're recording this on Wednesday evening, so we don't know about that. But I mean, it's kind of, it's all sort of intertwined with the whole takeover saga, isn't it, really? And kind of, it's probably good that, you know, we should probably talk about that a little bit. Obviously Simon Elliott tweeted earlier this week about the current kind of, I don't know if we want to call it progress, but some sort of, you know, bit of an update on Twitter, and we know the London consortium has since sort of dropped out after they were given kind of a 30-day period of exclusivity. So we should probably talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, the most disappointing thing about that is that they obviously didn't provide the funds in the summer when they said that they wanted to buy the club. You know, fast forward 4 or 5 months, we're now, you know, in a really serious situation. And obviously Swan has entered into this exclusivity period with them. Simon and the other consortium, they've obviously been patiently waiting just to see the outcome of it. The money's not arrived. You know, they've not been able to prove they have the funds. You know, looking at this guy's track record, he was at a club in Belgium where the funds didn't materialise. I think he did actually take over there, but then you know, that spell there was short-lived because, you know, the budgets weren't there, you know, the funds didn't arrive, and And ultimately, I think someone else went in there and stepped in and kind of saved the club. So for me, that's the most disappointing aspect. So it's obviously time is really of the essence here, and the issue is that we seem to have now wasted another month. If that exclusivity period wasn't entered, would Simon and that consortium now be in charge of the club? I don't know. We don't know that for sure. But I do think it would have given them more time to get a deal over the line, and potentially, the situation that we've had today with wages not being paid, that may not have happened. But yeah, certainly something has to happen soon. I just don't know really where we go from here, really. I think it's kind of all down to whether Swan will do a deal with the local consortium, and think it's going to be a really big day tomorrow, really, to be honest, because I think if the wages aren't paid and that's not kind of resolved, I'm not sure what's going to happen. But I did speak to Simon earlier on. He said that they're still trying to come up with a solution, and I believe they are meeting or speaking with Swan tomorrow as well, to try and kind of thrash out a deal. But at the moment, I think there's been kind of offers on the table, obviously not accepted because we're still in the same situation we were. Nothing kind of moving forward on that front at the moment. So yeah, I think it's a key day tomorrow, really, and something's got to give. Because at the end of the day, if the wages aren't paid and they haven't been paid today, suggest that Swan can't afford to pay them, or he won't pay them anymore, and he's not willing to kind of pay them, or potentially he's trying to maybe secure some money elsewhere to pay the wages, and that suggests that he can no longer continue running the club, and I think it's down to it's at that point now where the best thing for everyone is if he does agree some kind of deal and walks away. But yeah, it's easy saying those things, but ultimately he still does hold the cards, and he holds all the cards, and yeah, the longer it goes on, the more worried I am really for the future of the club, and I think the bleaker it gets.
Yeah, and I think that kind of as we've seen with failed clubs in the past, the kind of precursor to the administration stage is usually staff not being paid wages. So it's very, very concerning. And obviously, at that point, you're looking at points deductions and effective relegation from this league, really, because we're in a mess at the moment. And I don't think we could take a 10 point deduction. I think that would essentially relegate us, which then, as a knock-on effect, the club becomes worth less than it was a day ago, because we're no longer National League North Club. We're essentially going to be playing regional football next season, which is obviously semi-pro. So that's really concerning. And just have a quick look at the statement that Simon made on Monday the 28th. He said, there are some rumours and stories on here that are not correct and are unhelpful. We have not put any money into Scunthorpe United for wages or anything. As I have consistently said, the Swan family have continued to bankroll the club. We have been and continue to be in dialogue with Peter to find a positive outcome. And that's kind of where we are. And obviously that confirms that there's no kind of financial aid coming from outside the Swan family at the minute, as you would expect, because there's been no deal agreed for the club at this point in time. So it is pretty concerning. And I think that, realistically, if we do go into administration, then obviously the club's not going to be worth the asking price that Swan's asking for it now. So there's a lot of things that need resolving. And I think that, as you said, Matt, I think that the most concerning thing is that kind of Swan's been negotiating with this London-based consortium, and he's already kind of asked for proof of funds twice now, over the summer and kind of now into it's nearly end of the November now. So and that it's not been forthcoming. So it's broken down for the second time, and it's just people's sort of livelihoods are on the line, really, and people's mortgages needs to be paid, and we're just messing around with this. Absolutely no due diligence has been done, and it's incredibly concerning. And realistically, where do we go from here?
Yeah, I mean, one thing I will say about the London group, obviously they've put an offer on the table. They've kind of indicated they're willing to pay a certain amount for the club and the land and everything else in one go. I think Swan had confirmed that that was the case. So, in Swan's position, if someone's offered him a big amount of money, then he's going to look at it, and I understand that he's going to look at the best option for him. Recouping as much money as he can for the land and the club and everything, and fair enough. Most people would do that in that situation, I think. But when that money's not forthcoming, something's got to give, hasn't it? And I think he's probably got to just face the fact that he's not going to get that amount of money now for the club. However, there is a local group that are hoping to do a deal. There is some money on the table. Whether that's enough in Swan's eyes, I don't know. But at the end of the day, now he appears to be running out of options, because I think all the way through this, we've had a couple of groups interested where there's always been something you can fall back on. But as I understand it at the moment, it looks as though now it is just Simon's group, and obviously we hope that they can get something done, because otherwise, I just don't know what's going to happen really. And just in terms of obviously the game at the weekend, I know we were discussing that. I'm not 100% sure what will happen in terms of points deductions and things like that if that game isn't played and we can't fulfil the fixture, because I know Dover, I don't know if it was last year, a couple of years ago, they had a points deduction for not fulfilling the fixtures, a big fine as well. I think it was, off the top of my head, I think it was 40,000 to 50,000 pounds. You're looking at something like that, I think. That would be my guess if we couldn't fulfil the fixtures, and ultimately it'd be points deduction. And I think maybe the Dover one was, I don't know if it was they got it the following season, but again, that's not going to be helpful to us either. But I think that is a very real possibility if something's not sorted out in the next sort of 48 hours.
Yeah, and I think that, realistically, the kind of longer sort of Swan waits to kind of complete or agree on a price and deal for the club, the less the value of the club. Every hour that passes, the value dwindles, doesn't it, really? Again, after this weekend, assuming the game goes ahead, we don't know it will, but assuming it doesn't, more than likely we're going to lose to a very good Notts County team, and again, we then look pretty much cut adrift at the bottom of the table. For all intents and purposes, from the from outside the bottom four. So, again, it becomes even more it less attractive to investors. And I think that, a point to make is that obviously, kind of Simon's local group, and we know there is kind of other figures in there that have got ties to Scunthorpe. And I think that, really is the only reason these guys are persisting against, really adverse circumstances. Because they've got kind of the club's intentions at heart, the people at the club, the love for the club is there. Whereas an outside investor or somebody who doesn't have ties to Scunthorpe or to the community, they're not going to be as interested. They're not going to be as motivated to kind of save the club. And I think that that's one of the biggest motivating factors at the minute for Simon and his group. They want to come in. They want to save the club. They want to save people's jobs. They want to try and turn it around. Try and I don't think it's going to be enough time now to keep us up this season. But inevitably when we go down, maybe to kind of turn us around next season and make us competitive. And I think that. The problem is, obviously, now the London consortium's kind of out of the picture, seemingly. There's no competition, so it's this is the deal. This is whatever's on the table, I assume, is what is potentially going to save the club from administration, from liquidation. And really, a deal needs to be done, really. We it's a difficult situation, and I think that we don't know the ins and out of it, but really Swan just needs to do, he needs to do the deal. Cut your losses, walk away, and just let the football club live again another day. And unfortunately, at this moment in time, the longer he holds on, the faster it dies, and the less likely it's, going to be a thing, an asset, a fixture, something that's going to exist in the next 5 years. Unfortunately, I just, if it's not sorted, it's sorted. I can't see it surviving. Honestly, that's where I am. And haven't we been through enough? Jesus Christ, the past few seasons have been a nightmare. But, there's always a new low that we can get to. And today marks the newest new low that Scunthorpe United has reached, where it's not paid its staff.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's spot on. And the thing is as well, we've given the players quite a lot of stick. However, it's not a nice situation for them to be in. They've got mortgages, they've got families, they need the cash. I mean, it's not You know, we're not talking about Premier League players here earning massive money. You know, that they're on, and the same goes for the staff and you know, everyone at the club that keeps it running day to day. But I mean, just on the field, you know, the players are not going to be motivated. Let's be honest, the doubt is always in the back of the mind. Are they going to get paid at the end of the month? Obviously, last month, yes, they did eventually. But again, you know, I do feel for them because there's that doubt that they're not going to get paid. And, you know, they're not going to be motivated. I don't think they're going to be motivated to turn up at the weekend if the game goes ahead. Are they going to be in the best frame of mind to play that fixture? I don't think so. So it's a very difficult situation, and ultimately, it just puts us further and further towards, at the very least, if we're still a club, a National League North club. I mean, I'm probably at the stage now where, you know, I'm resigned to the fact that that's what it's going to be.
I think it's just worth kind of noting that we've been this sort of mess is kind of been hanging over the club for you know more than a year now, hasn't it really? And I think in that kind of time during the sort of the Swan sort of tenure, we've seen managers unable to perform and whole squads of players not been able to perform either. And then subsequently, that squad of players has been replaced by an almost new squad of players, and then that squad of players can't perform either, and then a new manager can't perform either. So really, we know.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is the case. Until the regime is changed, there's going to be no real upturn, unfortunately, on the pitch, and that's where we are. And I think because it's taken longer than we kind of hoped that it would, the takeover process this season, and we're, you know, pretty much halfway through the season now, when we're looking sort of dead and buried, aren't we really? So I think that if it was completed kind of around the start of the season, I think we probably would have been okay. But I think that because it's dragged on and the uncertainty around that has obviously been affecting players' performances and their kind of mental state as well, which is understandable. And I would assume, you know, the entire amount of staff on the payroll at the club, it's probably not been a nice place to work over the past year, and that's completely understandable. And I think that, you know, it's also worth sort of recognising that, you know, I think that players at this level, they're not really paid that much, you know, in relation to kind of what we've played paid players in the past. I watched the Welcome to Wrexham series a few weeks ago, which was really interesting actually. But it kind of, despite the fact that obviously Wrexham for the most part will pay really competitive wages at this level, you could see that some of their best players, you know, just kind of living in your usual three-bed suburban house, do you know what I mean? And that kind of reality outside of the Football League, and probably outside of League One really, is really kind of recognizable. And obviously, if you know, if our players are not paid this month, then you know, it's very possible that that is going to affect their ability to pay things like mortgage and bills and things like that. And then obviously that, as you said, is going to affect their performance on the field. It's going to affect their performances on the training pitch as well, as you would expect. And you know, if someone said to me, oh, we've got a game against one of the best teams in the league on Saturday, you know, is the game plan, you know, we really need to get something out of this, you know, we're kind of in the relegation zone. Oh, and by the way, you're not getting paid this month, or at least your pay's been delayed. You know, you're going to down tools, aren't you? Let's be honest. That's the natural reaction. Like, oh, well, you know, you're not going to pay me, I'm not going to play. It's as simple as that. I'm not sure if that's going to be the reaction, but that is the natural inclination, isn't it? You know,
Yeah, I think so, definitely. I mean, I've been in that situation before, around this time as well. It was around Christmas time, and you, I don't know, I think it's the uncertainty as well, and nothing is really getting confirmed by the club. I know Turnbull said a few things, but obviously from Swan, there's no real communication. So it's obviously a really uncertain time for everyone, and given sort of the cost of living, everything that's going on at the moment near Christmas, it is a disgrace, to be honest, that they haven't been paid. And you've just got to hope that it can get done sort of sooner rather than later, because ultimately the football club, is a massive part of the community, but it's these the staff and the players, they depend on this money, and it's just a really, really awful situation, considering it wasn't long ago, in the grand scheme of things, that Swan was throwing money at it left, right and centre, to try and get to the championship. For whatever reason, that's various reasons, that's obviously stopped. But you look at sort of our attendances this season. I think I saw something yesterday or the day before. We were kind of in the top 10. I think we were seventh or eighth in the attendance, average attendance table. Healthy, really. I think it was 2,700, something like that. Given the away crowds are down this season, we've not really played anyone apart from Wrexham, I would say, that have brought more than sort of 500. I think that's a, considering how bad the football's been and kind of the uncertainty around the future of the club. And obviously, we know a lot of fans are staying away. The attendances have been great, and I think been more than Swan could have hoped for, really, in the situation. The fans are still turning up, the money's coming through the turnstiles. There was obviously a hell of a lot of season tickets sold, double what I was expecting, to be honest. I was expecting a lot less. So, there has been money coming into the club, but unfortunately, something has gone badly wrong, hasn't it? And I think we're at the stage now where something has got to give, and it's whether it can kind of happen in time, because the longer it goes on, I think we've spoken about it in recent weeks, it's not just sort of relegation again that we're looking at. It is the future of the club, and I think for me, every kind of day that goes by, and we're sort of closer to the end, to be honest. And as I said, that would be unthinkable if we were talking having this conversation 4 or 5 years ago when we was at the top of League One. Yeah, you just wouldn't think it would be possible, but here we are, and I think the main thing is the wages get paid, and then hopefully, if that happens, it might give us a little bit more time, Simon, a little bit more time, with their group to kind of get this deal over the line. And I think, to be honest, it's really in everyone's best interests if Swan genuinely wants to sell the club, as he's kind of said ever since the summer. He said he wants to sell it all. He wants to get it done, and he knows, he's not wanted at the club, then it is in everyone's best interests to sell. And the sooner that happens, the better for everyone, really.
Yeah, and it's not as if people are lining up to buy the club. Kind of Swan said that in the past. It's difficult to get investment for Scunthorpe United, and the money's on the table now. It's on the table from a local consortium with the club's best interest at heart, with people who including Simon, who's obviously an ex-director of the club. With that kind of football knowledge as well. So we'd like to think it'd be in relatively safe hands. And you've got people here who want to save the club because they love it, probably the same amount as the fans do, because they're fans themselves. And there's seemingly at this point in time no other option. This is it. It's shit or bust. Take it or we're looking at, the abyss, essentially. And nobody wants that. Swan doesn't want that, because he's not going to get the money. He wants to sell the club, and obviously we don't want to be administration. We don't want a points deduction and stuff like that. Nobody wants that, but that's where we are at the minute. So come on, a deal's got to be done, really. However difficult it seems from whichever side, I think that it needs to be done. And we can look forward to having a football club in the future, because at the moment, at this moment in time, it looks increasingly unlikely that Scunthorpe United will exist in the next 5 years,
Oh,
unfortunately.
definitely, yeah. And I think, even if a deal is done, it's not going to be, a quick turnaround. I think the sort of the damage has been done over the last few years. But we're losing vast amounts of money every month. It's there in the accounts for everyone to see, and I don't think it's going to be a quick turnaround for anyone, really. And I just hope if they can get it over the line. I think they're going to need time. I think they're going to need the backing of the fans, and it's going to be a very kind of long road, I think, to turn this round, if it is at all possible to turn round. And as you say, every day that goes on, it seems a little bit less likely that is going to happen.
Yeah, I think just a couple more points to go over. I think, and one of them is just, I think, the nature in which this issue has been kind of communicated to not just the fans, but the staff as well. As I was kind of browsing Twitter earlier, and Ollie kind of tweeted about staff not getting paid. I think there was quite a few staff members on that thread saying that this is how I found out that I'm not getting paid on time, through Twitter. And not through the club, through a third party, which is obviously BBC Radio Humberside. And I think that I think it was you might have mentioned it earlier, Matt, that I think that there was an email that went out just saying people wouldn't be getting paid on time either. So it's just kind of the impersonal nature of it, really, and it just seems to have been a complete shit show. And surely this could have been managed a lot better within the club than it has been done. It's just incredibly disappointing. I imagine you found out you weren't going to get paid this month because you saw it on somebody's thread on Twitter, you'd lose your mind, wouldn't you? And rightfully so. So it's really disappointing, and I kind of just hope that this gets sort of resolved quickly, just for the sake of the people who work for Scunthorpe United and the people who need to pay their bills, really, because it must be an incredibly stressful time for them. And hopefully it will get resolved tomorrow. Let's hope that that is the case. But I think that you're just the last topic to talk about, really, that we've not really spoken about. Since it happened on the podcast, which is obviously Tony Dawes, or Tony Draws, has stepped down as interim Scunthorpe United manager. That was announced last week, I think, which was, I actually didn't see it coming. I advocated for it to happen because I thought we'd gone past the point of no return when we needed to do something. And I think that really there's obviously no scope at the minute to bring in another manager. We can't even pay the staff we have, so we can't bring anybody else in. But I just thought that it was kind of time, and I thought that the performances has been poor. And I think we did have that kind of period where we got a few draws and a couple of wins, and we looked a lot better than we had been, but I think we've kind of slumped back into that sort of rut, really, haven't we? And you look at the stats, that they're incredibly, poor, really. I think it's something like 33 or 34 games without a clean sheet. I think we've lost, like, what have we lost, three or four in a row now?
I think it's even more. Is it five? I don't know.
Yeah, we've
Lost
lost more
count.
than three in a row, and we're looking kind of dead and buried, really. And I think that we probably just it's unfortunate that kind of Tony decided to step down. Obviously, as we understand, he will return to his kind of previous role with the academy. Obviously, he's a Scunthorpe United kind of legend, really. So it's obviously nice that he's retained his job at that point, not that he's been paid. So that's good. But obviously now it's kind of with Nelson, isn't it? And apparently Turnbull's now going to join him on the bench, so in the dugout. What do we think of that?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, no one can question Tony's sort of commitment to the club over a long stretch of time. And I think he stepped in once, twice before, can't quite remember, but he stepped in a couple of times, hasn't he? And I think when he first stepped into the role this season, as you say, there was a bit of an upturn in results, got a few wins, but ultimately, it has been disappointing. And I think, everyone kind of hoping that we get the new manager bounce, but I think we've been through maybe four or five now, and there's just been no bounce. And it's probably, I wouldn't say it's got worse, because obviously under Hill it was absolutely shocking. But the last few games, certainly the games that I've seen have been really poor. And I think, he probably felt he didn't want to let the fans down, and I think he probably thought that he was doing all he could with the team, and it wasn't good enough. And I think that's probably why he stepped back into that role. And that's the role he obviously enjoys, and he's been doing for a very long time. And as you say, it's good that he's not been sacked, and the club have obviously accepted his decision, and he's gone back into that role. However, you know, I do think it was probably right. You know, we did need something else. I can completely understand why he was given the role in the first place. I think we've discussed it on previous podcasts. You know, we weren't really in a position to appoint a manager with kind of a takeover going on in the background, but it did need a change. That said, I'm really not sure Michael Nelson is that man. You know, I think he's quite vocal. I think he was a decent player, not for us, but he was a decent player. You know, he's had a decent career, and I think he is sort of well thought of in the game. However, maybe we need a fresh face. I think, you know, we've had a few of them in the past couple of years, and they've not made really any difference. But obviously, Nelson does know the players. He's been working with the players for a while. He gets on with Turnbull. You know, he's going to have Turnbull there, whether Turnbull's in the dugout or whether, you know, he's just going to be helping training and things like that. I don't know. You know, that remains to be seen. But yeah, I mean, I can't see anything changing, to be honest. I think it's just going to be more of the same, unfortunately, and not just because the players probably aren't good enough as a collective. I think, you know, I think they're better than what they're showing at the moment, and better than this kind of run that we're on. But ultimately, I don't think that they're a good side. But I do think there's other factors that are, you know, kind of impacting the performances and things like that. So respect Dawes for stepping down. I think he probably just kind of had enough.
You
And who
can't
doesn't
blame
do
him,
the
can you?
game?
Let's be honest.
No, you know, and it's at the end of the day, he obviously loves the club. And it's probably a very stressful situation. I wouldn't want to be in this position as manager of this football club at the moment with what's happening, because, you know, you've got your hands tied behind your back, can't really bring any players in, can't really change it, just got to kind of work miracles with what we've got. And, you know, he couldn't do that. He tried his best, and he got a few decent results. But yeah, whether things are going to change, I very much doubt it. You know, I hope Nelson can get something more out of them. But yeah, I just think it's going to be more of the same until a resolution, really. And again, that's another situation that needs resolving sooner rather than later. But I think, you know, whose manager is probably the least of our worries at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, just obviously Michael Nelson has been a manager in the past. He's managed Blyth Spartans, and yeah, his win percentage is, well, it's quite grim reading, really. It's 16.2%, and I think when he managed them from March 2020 to December 2021, 37 games played, 6 wins, 5 draws, and 26 losses. So, you know. Just to be, you know, put a positive spin on things there. But, you know, for what I would actually like to see, Andy Butler given the chance. That's what I'd like to see. And I don't think it'll happen. And obviously, he's the club in the youth setup at the moment. But I don't think we could do any worse than that. But yeah, that's just my 2 cents on that one. But yeah, we're in a real mess, aren't we? And I think that let's just hope that first and foremost, staff are paid tomorrow. And let's see how we go from there. But I think that's it really for this one. I think it was just important to get something out there, you know, considering the real kind of depressing situation at the moment at the club, and it is a new low every week, and this is the latest low. So we needed to talk about it really. But you know, thanks for listening, everyone. And Brad will be ne back next week. But see you then.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.